you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you on FM 104.3 WQAM.
I just came to a... Hold on, let me see something. I want to make sure. Because I thought so. I added a...
I don't know where you're going with this.
He's loud thinking.
Thinking no, out loud. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So, Kane Brown's black, right? Or
yeah.
Mixed.
That's mm-hmm. so randomly, Roy.
No, because I was listening to his music in my car.
You know what I thought when you said Kane Brown? I immediately thought that was like a Twitcher's nickname for a second.
No.
You mean the singer Kane Brown.
Yes, it caught me off guard. But then I was like, okay, that, you know.
Kane Brown's the one that looks like Steph Curry a little bit.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He got real light eyes. Like, he looks like, that's how a guy from New Orleans would look, that color, with the light eyes.
What you call him, Leroy?
What made you bring that up?
Call him a red bone.
Or mulatto.
Mulatto.
What did you? What made you bring that up?
Somebody I was listening to him. It was on my phone.
Oh, okay.
And so
he's a very nice guy.
And plus, I like his two songs with Marshmello.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Miles on it.
Yeah.
Out of all songs that he has, Marshmello.
The two songs.
I saw him at.
They're hits.
I saw him
They're
at.
They're bangers.
He has better songs.
I know, but here. You have to understand the context in which I'm listening to these songs at the gym.
Sirius Radio.
No, at the gym. I got it on my gym thing. For real. What are you talking about? I don't play. I listen to everything.
Headlines brought to you by Doral Volkswagen, home of the Pricito, our lowest price. Visit us at Doral Volkswagen or DoralVolkswagen.com. The Panthers, they lost yesterday for the first time of the season. They're back at it tomorrow. They'll be taking on the Detroit Red Wings. The Heat, they lost in preseason 119-118 in overtime. Oh, Keyshawn, bad turnover at the end, dude. Jeez. Tomorrow is the red, white, and pink scrimmage. You can hear that on AM 560. Myself and Solana will be on the call with, I believe, Tommy Tighe is joining us as well. Love Tommy Tighe. And
that's my workout list. Scroll down.
And we'll have our... coverage from the Kaseya Center as the Heat have a nice scrimmage for a good cause.
It's you know what? It's fun. I think I went a few years ago.
Mm-hmm.
It's fun. It you see the players in a different light.
Yep.
But they still kind of compete, so it also makes it that you're going to see some fun stuff.
Though. Fun dunks.
Right.
Fun dunks.
So in other words, you're going to think you're gonna think our guy is
Keyshawn's gonna put on
Keyshawn is gonna be a pro
he's gonna
all star.
I don't know. We gotta get him right. I really want him to succeed, but it has been a tough go. But Jaime's look good though. Kalel's look good. Tyler's hurt.
Bam is not playing till next week.
Yeah, he's not. He'll probably wave to the crowd and they'll say, "Hey, Vlad Golden, get out there, dude." Go check that out. So, and then they wrap up the preseason on Friday, and that'll be that with the Miami Heat. And then they open up the season next week in Orlando against the Magic, and we can get this puppy really going.
All right,
really going, dude.
I just want.
Dolphins are getting ready for the Cleveland Browns.
Yeah, wow. You know,
hey, you don't have to watch two games or pay attention to two games this week.
And I could watch it on TV. I don't have to be in
my
ear.
Doesn't have to be in your ear.
That's a good thing and a bad thing.
We got to get you another screen.
I don't want another screen. Get another screen.
Why not, though?
I could set up because I don't want to watch
it. Get a man cave.
I want to watch the way I watch it. I'm good with that.
Who doesn't want two screens?
If it ain't broke.
Let me explain something to you.
Hmm?
You know how my Saturday could have been even worse?
Watching everything?
Watching two of those games. Are you kidding me?
It's great.
No, it's not.
I did it yesterday with the Panthers and Heat.
You know what's even...
Panthers and Heat is a little bit different.
How so?
Penn's coming off a championship.
Mm-hmm.
Heat, you know, searching.
Oh, they're searching.
It's preseason, though. First of all, I am never, I don't care who it is, I'm not doing split TVs for preseason.
Why not?
You can kick rocks with
That's
that.
Not true, dude.
You're the worst. You just.
I wanted to see, you know, Jaime's footwork look good.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Is that a nice preseason? Surprised.
Who?
Jaime.
As long as it doesn't, has nothing to do with scoring.
Scoring threes. Can't shoot.
Can I ask you, in the last couple of years, what has been the Heat's biggest problem?
Scoring.
So, imagine my concern when up to this point, you've talked about everybody except for what?
Scoring.
Okay.
Dade South says the old love being set in their ways. I'm telling you.
How am I set my ways?
You just don't.
Dude, so let me get this straight. All of you jackasses, you want me to invest and get another TV and another setup for the stinking Browns? Are you kidding me?
An iPad.
Or
I have an iPad.
They put it on.
TV.
No.
You can do four screens at the same time.
They do say that in the commercials.
What?
Four screens at the same time.
YouTube Quad TV. Box. However, you also have to get.
You got a big screen, too. That would look good.
You also have to get. So in order for me to get the ticket, I got to get YouTube TV.
Mm-hmm.
I know. That's twice as much.
Cancel AT&T. No one needs that.
Listen, I'm pot committed. After what I went through, get them to come fix everything.
Mm-mm. Sexy Sauce says the old hate change. D Sizzle says the old are bad with electronics.
Dude, my setup is real.
You have a great television. You have a great television, but I worry that you're sitting here listening like it's the 40s. Like, I love radio, but you're sitting here listening to 40s Browns calls. Dylan Gabriel drops back.
No, it's serious. I listen to it on Sirius.
Well, yeah, I didn't think you were getting the actual AM frequency from Cleveland.
Do you understand the commitment I have to make just to be able to do those games on TV? Besides the winky link.
Wink. It's harder now.
I know.
They're cracking down on the winky links.
I know they're cracking down on that. I'm saying they cracking down on that, but ain't nobody cracking down on these texts that say, please call AT&T.
That's probably why we get them.
Yeah, that's crazy, right?
It's probably hacking our info from using winky links. You know why you're getting this. You illegally watch the Browns game. Say,
if you rat on us, we going to rat on you.
You know why you're getting
it. So, no, that's why. Like, as much as I love watching the Browns and you know, I have everybody knows I have a financial investment in them,
mm-hmm.
right? It still hasn't been good football. And I'm not going to put two bad footballs on two TVs just to say I watched them both.
Trust tree?
Yeah.
All right. Jay Crawford doesn't need to know this. You kind of want to see what Shador's got, huh?
I believe this. With all of my being.
Be honest, Bush.
And I'm going to say this, and I want people to understand why I'm saying this. Why do we think a coach in the situation of Kevin Stefanski doesn't want to win, and he's going to do everything and put everybody in a position to win? That being said, one of the things about Shador is he can make plays. I told you this before they even got drafted, right?
Mm-hmm.
I said, I would go with Cam over Shador because I've seen Cam make on-time throws and I haven't seen Shador. Maybe it's because I haven't seen him as much. And then we see him in that first preseason game, and guess what he's doing? Running all over the place, throwing it. That's great playmaking, but quarterbacks don't have long-term success doing that. And you can't feel comfortable as a coach if your quarterback can't drop back and make a read, you know, when that back foot hits. So if he's not playing, it's not because Kevin Stefanski has something against the damn quarterback, because his ass is on the line too.
Hold on a second. Jennifer, did I ask him why they're not starting Shador Sanders, or did I ask Leroy, be honest, don't you kind of want to see what he's got?
No.
Did I ask him?
Be honest, Posh.
And you just said a whole thing.
No, because I know
none of it answered my
because
question.
Because I know he's not ready.
Give him a minus four
I know he's not ready.
Okay, so
and it's going to put him at a disadvantage if you throw him in there and say, let's see what you
that
got.
What you're hearing?
Just to prove a point.
You hearing that he's not ready?
No, I could tell he's not ready.
Well, he's not playing.
You're right. Exactly. So, like, you think the coach, he says, I like Dylan Gabriel, but I think Shedeur's better, but I'm still going to play Dylan Gabriel.
I don't know.
You think that's going on?
I don't know.
No, it's not.
I just wanted to answer
the coach is trying to win, too. Like, if look, I would say, based on what I've seen, if that was my butt on the line, right, based on what I've seen and what I think I've seen or know about what I've seen.
Yeah.
Shedeur hasn't made enough on-time throws for me to have confidence in him yet.
Dade South says, knowing Leroy's history on coming around on things, his living room's going to look like a Best Buy. You do have takes, and then you come around on them.
It's called evolving. You can change your mind if you see your ways are wrong.
I feel like the next time.
I do that.
So next week you're going to come in with YouTube TV is the
no!
best thing ever.
Absolutely
That's
not.
What you're going to be saying.
Absolutely not.
I don't know.
I'm too invested in this. Have you? How many years have I been complaining about this?
I stopped.
I finally got it to a good place. The internet works good. Everything is working. I'm not going to change it up. Because, hey, look, here's what sucks. I still got to keep the Wi-Fi.
Well, let's just say there's a fan.
Sure,
let's say
that
there's
doesn't
a,
mean you have to use that cable and all that other stuff.
I use DirecTV.
Is it
online?
Well, is it because that in this entire time, either the Browns or the Dolphins have sucked? Like, so is if there's a world where they're, this is a crazy world, where they're both good at the same time, would that make you have to take the leap and not just have to listen to old time radio?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Yes. I don't want to be miserable on two TVs.
I understand.
I'd rather be miserable in my ear because it's easy to look. I watch all the Dolphins games. I can always go back and rewatch the Browns game. Let's be clear.
Mm-hmm.
The way this season has gone, I've never gone back and watched.
Kappa says, he says, have you guys taken calls? I'd love to. I didn't get a chance to rip it. I said, you can call whenever you want, Cap. 305-567-0560. I'd love to hear what you got to say. No problem. Anybody can call in.
So,
open phone. We don't block the phone lines here. 305-567-0560.
No, we don't.
But I don't feel like you were, you know, it took a while to get that out of you. By the way, did you see Posh has a documentary coming out?
It's Spice? Actually already out.
It's out?
Yeah, it came out.
Is she honest?
This week. I don't know. I haven't seen it yet, but I want to.
I didn't see David Beckham in the interviews. I feel like he was cut out.
I think he does come out a couple times.
Okay,
I've
good.
Seen a preview.
Wouldn't it be funny if she's just like, you're not in the documentary, David?
Don't need you to be telling me.
You ruined
honest.
It.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, I feel better now.
About?
You're welcome.
I had some empanadas. I was really hungry this morning.
Yeah.
And it's that time of year. That time of year that's coming close in a couple of weeks.
The McRib is back?
Nope.
That's never going to happen
that's
on
never
the show.
Gonna happen.
No one likes it here.
Yeah.
Candy. He loves Halloween.
Yes, Halloween.
Candy.
Careful who you steal it from, though, dude, because it didn't go over well.
No, but here's the kicker, and here's what people never, ever get, okay? I go in everybody's studio and take candy.
Yep.
But then once a year, before Thanksgiving, I go fill up everybody's bucket with candy. Yes, every year.
You do?
Yes.
Tobin just looked at you like, be honest.
I am. Oh,
I don't recall. Them. I don't recall the refill.
Ask them. I bring candy and then fill everybody's thing up. You so sure? I said that way I can come eat it.
Was
and
it like on a
stealing.
Monday or Wednesday?
It can only be on Tuesday, Thursday because that's the only time I'm coming. But
I think Bruce Arians likes looking like a piggy blinder.
He's always looked that way though, even when he was a coach. Remember he had the little Kango.
He looks like the OG piggy blinder.
Maybe the Kango.
Yeah.
No, he does look like an old mobster though.
Yeah, he does.
He's the one they report to.
What's going on, Cap? How are you, man?
What's up, Cap?
Hey, no, my blood pressure, bro. I mean, listen, I look, for me, the scenario with Tua, I mean, for him to preach about player-only meetings, from what I'm hearing, he's preaching about player-only meetings while showing up late to a meeting. I don't know when that happened, but if it's actual and factual, that's beyond stupidity. Now, I'm not going to bring that up and harp on that too much. I'm not even going to harp on everything else that's been going on the past 24 hours.
You just said that's what I'm like. What are we
okay, doing? But at the same time, what I want to pinpoint for Stephen Ross and Tom Garfinkel, the host of the FIFA, part of the host committee of the FIFA World Cup?
King of the FIFA.
For those two guys to walk down to take a photo op, when the last photo op they took was them celebrating getting eliminated from the playoffs, to watch them walk down that tunnel to see what happened firsthand, that cannot get any better. That cannot get any better.
It's a great picture.
No. For somebody to tell me Stephen Ross is down there watching and thinking to himself, oh, I got him. I got their money. I got the rivalry jersey money. Now I'm going to sink them in. Tom Garfinkel, I don't know what the hell you do, but whatever you're doing right now that involves money does not benefit this organization. So if you're in charge of F1, you're in charge of FIFA, whatever the hell you do, you got to pinpoint focus right now on this organization, because the general manager right now is making you guys look like ass clowns. And I'm loving every second of it. And I love that we're on right now FM. Because you can't ignore this. And if you think you're going to ignore the fans moving forward, that's the problem you're having right now, because you want to act like we don't exist. I'm going to tell you right now, you guys might not be going anywhere, but we're not going anywhere either. I'm telling you that right now. So enjoy this, because right now, you guys look like a bunch of ass clowns, and it's worldwide, my friend, not even local. You guys are ass clowns worldwide in every different type of language.
Thank you, Cap. Appreciate it.
I really do believe that Stephen Ross cares. I do.
Hold on, let me just do this. Hit the buttons up there, Dan Day. There we go.
Point for color.
So here's the deal. Are we making the assumption that Stephen Ross doesn't care because he's not making a move? Yeah. And what I would say is, what move is going to make everybody happy at this moment?
Clean house.
Okay, but after you said,
no, you didn't say long term. You said this moment. Said this moment.
Yeah, but okay, but and then clean. What?
I don't know.
You see what I mean?
My house will be clean.
So that's the point. Hey, so for them to like think that he doesn't care because he didn't fire the coach after week 5.
I want Stephen Ross to be in his giant office, all right? I picture oak as a table, right? Big high back chair, right? I want it to be turned to the window.
High back chair.
Hear me out, right? And so he says, Betty.
Yes, Mr. Ross.
Send in Garfinkel. And then Garfinkel walks in and he goes, Mr. Ross, everything okay? And I want Stephen Ross. Look at me. Hey. Eyes up. No, you look at me right now. Hey.
Leroy,
eyes up. I want Stephen Ross. All right. He's facing the window. High back chair. All right. Oak table. He tells Betty, send in Mr. Garfinkel. And
Betty?
Yeah. Betty is secretary. And then Garfinkel walks in. And he goes, what is it, Mr. Ross? And he goes, Tommy. And then he turns around from the high back chair. He goes like this. And in hand is a mop. And he goes, what's that mop for, Mr. Ross? Tommy?
Clean it up.
We're cleaning house.
That's what I wanted to do.
Can I just tell you?
That's what I want.
It took you a long time to get there, buddy.
Only because you weren't paying attention to me for half of it.
Nope.
You were zoned in on something. I don't know who texted you.
You weren't looking at me.
I don't know who texted you, but you weren't paying attention to me.
No, it wasn't. Like, radio is...
We're also on video.
I wanted you to see the whole picture.
I wanted you to picture
he was painting.
I was picturing it as you were talking. When I'm picturing, you want me to picture it in your mind? Or are you doing the acting job?
Did you picture it?
Yeah. Demonstrate it.
I don't picture Mr. Ross turning around
with the mop.
I think it seemed to me he's the opposite of Mr. Scrooge.
Right?
The hardest thing in the world to do is to fire somebody he's had a relationship with for a long time. Or that he said he liked, right? You see what I'm saying? So I think you appreciate it until it's not working, and then you want him to, you know, clean house. I think, I don't know, man.
You understand why he has the mop there, though, right? Yeah. He gives it to Garfinkel. Do you think there should be a bucket there, too? Like
I want to put a bucket over your head.
Like Garfinkel stubs his toe and some water
like
splashes.
Like marshmallow. I want to put the marshmallow over your head.
Mr. Ross, why is there a bucket here? He goes, you know what that's for, Tommy? Cleaning house.
The second take wasn't better. like, what are we?
Your head is so interesting to me, and it's scary.
What bucket are we going to find for that melon?
Dade South says Ross has a cat in his lap, too.
But he's standing. Well, he was on a chair, he said. Makes no sense.
You think he travels with... No, he don't travel
with the cat?
No.
Yes, definitely.
What?
Her name's... what do you think the cat's name is? Zonk?
No. He wasn't around with Zonk. It'd be somebody from Michigan.
The cat has its own chair, guys.
Harbor. The
cat. What's that, Jim?
Wow. I'm coming out to San Fran, baby.
It says, what is that? It says, if Tommy doesn't want to do the dirty work, he can be part of the house cleaning, too?
Wow.
Better get to work, Tommy.
When he was super vocal,
yeah,
everybody wanted him to shut up, right?
Yeah.
And now he's letting his people talk, and he's like, he doesn't care. That's why he's not doing nothing.
That's fair.
Like so.
Dade South says he has a bottle of Fabuloso.
He don't know what Fabuloso is.
Lavender?
Oh, definitely.
Has to be lavender.
That's the purple bottle?
Mm-hmm.
Because I know, like, that's the only cleaning materials that look like Kool-Aid. I ain't going to lie.
If you have tried to drink it once.
No, I did try to drink it.
Hmm.
I mean,
you thought about it.
Yeah, maybe I've eaten a dog treat that I thought was a Nutter Butter.
This man.
It was shaped like a Nutter Butter. And I was like, hey, Mel, this thing ain't sweet. Says, it's a dog biscuit, you idiot. Now I got to check. Because, no, she cooks. Like, we have that, you know, like that fresh pet.
Mm-hmm.
That's Mel. She cooks real meat and sweet potatoes and blueberries. And she cooks like real food for him.
Louise says, I almost drank Windex one time. Blue Kool-Aid.
Yeah, I'm telling you. No, that'd be Blue Gatorade. Blue Kool-Aid didn't come until, let me tell you. Hold on. Let me be honest.
Be honest.
If we be honest.
Be honest, Posh.
Blue Kool-Aid didn't come around until white folks start drinking it. Because black folks only had purple, red, and orange.
I do love
you
a blue
You ain't need
flavor.
A flavor.
I do love a blue flavor. Blue raspberry.
Blue rat. I don't anything. Like blue Gatorade. You like the blue Gatorade?
Oh, it's, what?
No.
Light blue Gatorade. Yeah, man, that's good.
No. I used to drink the orange one.
Dande, you like a blue Gatorade?
I drink whatever's available and doesn't really matter.
Hey, man. Tell you.
He ain't picking.
We have blue Kool-Aid and all them fancy colors in the hood. You just had them little packets. Them packets were like 25 cents each.
Mm-hmm.
And you go buy 7 pounds of sugar. And then my grandmother, here's a little life hack.
Mm-hmm.
She used to cook it.
Oh.
Like heat it up, boil the water, then put the mix in. Then put the sugar in and melt it. You know why?
Mm-hmm.
So the sugar wouldn't go to the bottom when you put it in the refrigerator.
It's like pasteurization.
Yeah.
Shmee then says Zach Sealer is his own personal fat cat.
Hey, you tell him that. Point. You tell him that.
Twitcher.
I don't want to tell him that. I just want him to get the quarterback.
Yeah, well, what are you going to do when you get there?
I don't know, dude. Been a lot of sliding down the waist.
All of the quarterbacks have got grease all over them. Like, they just, like, what are we doing? 50 Shades of Grey in the backfield because nobody can hold on to them. What are we doing? Like, slick. What's last? Listen, last time I touched somebody that was that, well, never mind.
Take a break.
Uriah.
Yeah.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, the schedule is loaded.
This is the craziest part of the year right here. Three sports, four teams going at the same time.
You gonna watch some baseball tonight? Is that the only thing going on right now?
I've been
gonna wait till later in the series.
No. I like watching. The thing is, man, is that when you watch playoff baseball, it's every moment matters.
Yep.
Because you don't know if that's the one that winning. You got 2-1 filthy last night.
Yep.
You know, or you can have a blowout where somebody hits, you know, just bombs. Like, so I like
I'm rooting for Seattle. I like Seattle's team a lot. They're fun.
Can you imagine what the world's going to be like when we have to say Big Dumper won a championship?
That's a world I want to live in. That's a world I want to live in, dude. I want Big Dumper as a champion. God. That's what I want. Okay. Although I tell you, who's killing for them is this Jorge Polanco. This guy's like every game, he's got two RBI every single time. See, yesterday, Dave Roberts, he ruffled Jeter's feathers because he mentioned the 2003 championship. This Jeter's, you didn't win enough. You know that sticks with you, Jeets.
Was he complaining about? Well, I told you, like, I know it's like this in football. I don't know about the other sports, but you always remember your failures.
He's just not fun. He's not a fun guy, you know?
But that's different.
He's not a fun guy.
It depends on who that comes from. Like, if I tell you that story, you can say, yeah, I can see him. That's, you know what I mean?
He's a fuddy-duddy.
But he's like, yeah, he's won everything. He has everything. And, yeah.
You know, like, when you and you own that franchise, kind of. I
and
mean, like, does, they showed up.
Wait, and did it not make you feel even better about Jeter with what happened down here? Closed the window on us.
He did close the window on us. That was really, like, for those who don't know what really I was referring to, we did a broadcast one time out at spring training, and we were literally outside of, like, the way the Marlins setup was is, like, we were on the patio of Roger Dean Stadium, and
the offices are behind us,
and Mr. Jeter, Jeter's secretary just comes in, because we were literally in front of Derek Jeter's office, and he wasn't in yet, because, you know, it wasn't 9 a.m. And the secretary just goes, she goes to the blinds, Dan Day, and she goes, whoosh, shuts it on us.
Yep.
I was like, geez.
That was also Dan Day when, who was it? When
Curtis Granderson
went for a fly ball and stepped on his own glove.
You know who ended up being a good player, though, that we saw out there? John Birdie. Because we were like, oh, that
yeah.
guy. We were like,
Birdie! We were heckling. We were having fun.
Then like that guy's not making the team. And then John Birdie ended up being a pretty solid piece of the Marlins for like 4 or 5 years.
So we had some fun there. Then they moved us. So when we were sitting there, we could only at that time see the games.
Yep.
Nobody was practicing. Then they moved us over by the training facility where all the fields are. Then we had to comment.
No, you had to comment.
That's probably why they kept moving you, you know? All that heckling, all that shaming.
Who wants to do a show out here? Tobin and Leroy? Shamer.
Mm-hmm. I'm not, dude.
It's kind of like that person that you move in class.
If Chunky 52 would have sneezed, we would have had to be wearing protective eyewear.
You can't call him Chunky 52 on the air.
Uniform, it wasn't stretchy material.
You guys didn't go back this season, right?
We did not.
We did
exactly.
We did not. Well, maybe we'll go back this year. You know,
that's a long hike for me, dog.
Why does our location of where we're broadcasting is also the same as where we're supposed to park for the media?
Interesting. I feel like we're getting moved further away, Leroy.
Hey,
they said they put us by the Gulf Coast Marlins. They're like, you guys can go by the rookie ball teams with a bunch
of
teams.
But. Last time we were right outside the lunch place. I got me some good lunch.
That's all that matters.
Another reason why they
literally the only thing that matters when we broadcast on location.
But I mean, that was like that was our last interaction
with
got traded to the Yankees.
Chaz.
Yeah, Jazz.
Jazz.
Yeah, we had him on.
Yeah.
Jake Berger too. He also got traded.
Yeah.
That's kind of why we didn't do it this year, because we're like, hey, can we know these guys a little bit more? No,
and then we had Peter Bindix.
We did have Petey Prospects on.
Petey
Prospects. He had a good year, dude.
No, I know. Listen, where this team is headed, I can't complain. Like, they exceeded anything we thought. They kept our interest until football.
I want Bruce Sherman to do something reckless, though. Just for a year.
No, you can't.
Nah, just one thing
you
reckless.
Can't. Like, you know what?
What do you think about
here's
giving no, Pete?
No, no, here's the out. Problem. No. Hear me out real quick, and then you can go back to your dream world. So you want the owner to do something reckless. He does something reckless. It doesn't work out. And then he starts over again, and then you get mad. Like, this is how.
Just one thing.
No, but.
Hear me out.
So it's just like the same thing with. It's the same thing with Ross. You want him to get rid of everybody right now because we will feel better. But then you realize that. That'll kind of put you in a worse spot.
It will put us in a worse spot. Here's why. All right. Unless Augustine Ramirez can't catch, because he's a bad catcher. Really, really good hitter. He can't catch a lick.
That used to be the second baseman, though. I mean,
it used to be.
Right.
It used
to be. The shortstop never had to hit. Augustine, he just had to play the field.
Right. Augustine Ramirez can't catch, which is a problem for a catcher. It's part of the job.
Yeah.
So we may have to
stick. Catch is in your name.
So this could ruin my plan, but here's what I think we do. All right. Because I saw that the Scott Boras. He wants to, I think it's Scott Boras, that Pete Alonso wants like a 7-year deal, right? So I don't know if the Mets are going to pay that. So a lot of the times,
what happens. Is he 30 something?
I think he's 32. So what I'm saying
that's
is.
That's not a good Marlins deal.
No, I absolutely not. Be clear. I never would sign him to a 7-year deal. Let's give him a fat 1 year, huh? Just one fat 1 year. Like $35 million. Something irresponsible.
He's going to get that anyway.
Nah, come on.
He's going to get seven times that.
I don't know that. We don't know
yes,
that.
Yes, you do.
I don't know if anyone wants to pay him that much money.
You don't think he's going to get, if he gets a 7-year deal, you don't think he's going to get at least 210, 220?
I don't know.
Oh, my goodness.
I don't know. That's a lot of years for the polar bear.
Dude, have you been hanging around baseball?
I'm saying we got to do one putt deal.
Did you see what Shohei Ohtani got?
He pitches.
And hits.
Yeah.
They paid him
Juan
like
Soto
he was
got 700 too.
Right, Juan Soto, 700
million.
Something irresponsible. 700. You realize if he gets half of that,
I'd love to get Polar Bear
for a
year. If
he gets half of that,
and you'll get all the Mets fans here.
If he gets half of that, that's 50 a year.
He's not going to get 50 a year. He's not going to get 50 a year.
Okay, 40.
No, I'm saying he's going to get. Let's pay him. Pay him 35. Okay.
No, you can't. What you want?
We'll give him 35 for the whole
okay,
year.
Okay, let's do it. All right, I'll give you over under 37 and a half.
For Polar Bear?
No, for, yeah.
A year?
Yeah.
Under. He's too old.
He's 32.
Yeah.
That's not too old. So you say under 32 and a half?
Yes.
Okay. I say over.
What's the bet? Losers are dressed like a polar bear?
Sure.
Pete Alonso's 30, just for clarification.
He's 30? I thought he was 32.
Ah! Too late. So
you're saying 7 years? What's the bet?
Dressed like a polar bear.
But and what's the over-under? Where are you setting at? You're setting at 35?
Yeah. No, I'm saying over 32.
Over 32 and a half.
Right. You said 30. I said 35.
I didn't say 32. I said 35.
No, you... Dude, you...
I said 1 year, 35. Let's give it to him.
He ain't taking that. I said you're going to get 7 for that.
Nah, no way.
Okay, so over under 35.
35 and a half. I get 35.
The hook.
I take over it then. So you get under 35 and a half, I get over 35 and a half.
Deal.
Look at his face.
Loser dresses like a polar bear for a show.
All right. You know, polar bears are white.
They have black skin.
Is it true? Man, don't hit me with your facts. What is that? You think he got on a white man suit? The polar bear got on a white man suit?
You thought you had jokes, and look, you got hit with facts.
No way.
He's too chunky. It's no guaranteed. One's going to pay him that
much. What?
I'm guaranteeing that polar bears have black skin.
I don't know what's under that fur.
I was just trying to bring some unity to the whole argument, you know? Full circle.
Yes, they do.
Is a polar bear in pain?
What is hidden beneath their transparent hollow fur?
Transparent?
This black skin helps them absorb the sun's heat. A crucial... Well, okay. Yep.
Oh, that next word?
Hmm? Oh, adaptation.
Wait, I knew she had some
big word for me, dog.
I knew she had some technical difficulties because she said, ooh.
Didn't butcher, though.
No, because she said, how many times did you say it in your head first before we caught up
to
it?
No, I just kept reading ahead in my head.
All right. Just think the polar bear is going to take a short-termer, and we should get reckless with that.
A short-termer means you get paid more.
I know. That's what I'm saying. So he's not going to get 30. He's not going to get 35 a year forever for 7 years. No way.
We sent Jake Berger out on a rail for $800,000 a year, and we're going to get reckless with
him. Let's get reckless, dude. Come on. Let's just do one thing that's reckless.
There is. He's getting over 35 a year.
Just be reckless. Come on, Sherman.
If he's getting 35 a year.
What did he make this year? I should have probably done some research.
I just saw a picture of the black skin.
All right, he did. He got 27 this year.
At the end of his first big contract.
No, it was a short-term deal. He tried to get a big deal, but he signed a short-term deal.
Okay.
Maybe he feels some type of way about the Mets. Always lowballing him.
35 and a half. 35 and a hook.
Dade South says that Leroy is treat Alonzo.
Wait, can you see the black skin? Let me see. Oops.
Look.
Just had to find out.
I can't tell.
What do you mean? It's right there.
No.
Yeah, I'm not sure about a naked polar bear.
No, it's not naked. They just shaved his legs.
Who shaved a polar bear?
You can't tell.
I don't know, but the polar bear looks very upset.
The first take topic right now is who looks worse right now, Tua or McDaniel? Yes.
Tua, because he's playing.
Both.
No, he can't look no worse than the player. Because that's what you see.
I don't know.
What?
This is the most action the Dolphins have gotten in the last 2 years.
Unbelievable. All right. Well, that's our show for today, everybody. I hope you have a wonderful rest of your Tuesday. Hockman, Crowd, and Solana coming up after us, and we will talk to you rascals tomorrow!
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.